Vermont, next weekend, Juneteenth weekend, Burlington, Brattleboro, St. Johnsbury, and Montpelier. You can check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM from the University of Manitoba.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local with a special guest, as per mentioned last week.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is Logan Vince, music aficionado. Like, I don't know anyone with a more wide taste than you.
Aw, come on.
Would you like to talk about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. I've been, as Ashley says, I like to listen to a lot of things. And so hearing, you know, that she had a radio show, I was very excited to hop on the opportunity to share some of the stuff that I like, as well as, you know, local bands that I think deserve some more attention, as that's something that I've been getting into a little bit more recently, you know, trying to figure out more local bands that, you know, either through people that I know who listen to them or, you know, even just going out and figuring out, picking up new things, you know? It's always good to try new things.
Yeah. And here are a lot of things today that I don't even know about. Like, woo-hoo. I'm going to kind of have you be the host for today if you don't mind, because I don't know any of these bands so far. Actually, no, there's one that I do know that's going to be coming up later.
Yeah.
But would you like to start us off?
All right. So, for the first little pair that we're going to do, I want to start off with one of my favorite current local bands called Living Hour. And for fans of that sort of warm, rhythmic, almost poppy shoegaze sound, fans of Slow Dive or My Bloody Valentine, which we'll be playing here, I think you guys will really enjoy this one.
So, we got Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine, followed up by Wheel by Living Hour.
Thank you.
That was Wheel by Living Hour. And before that, it was Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine.
All right. Oh, that's such a good pair right there, in my opinion.
I feel like I should be, like, waving my arms in the air, like, just flowy. Like, it's like...
I think about, like, late night drives to that. That whole album that they put out late last year, I believe it was.
It's called Internal Drone Infinity.
Oh, so good. That has been a soundtrack to very many nights for me, putting it on my record player. Remember getting that the day it released, and I was just so excited to get my hands on it. But... Living Hour themselves, a little bit about them. They like to call themselves their own label of Yearncore, which is kind of described as a mix between like shoegaze, indie rock, a little bit of noise pop, and all related things, you know, singer-songwriter and whatnot. But the band themselves, you have Sam Sardi on vocals, Jalad Carroll and Adam Soloway on guitars, Brent Tixon on bass, and Isaac Tate on drums.
I really enjoyed that. That was my first time hearing Living Hour. Shout out to them because that was excellent.
A big shout out to them. One of my favorite local bands. Although one that, you know, I could talk about, but I won't plug too much. I'm sure Ashley knows them very well.
Well, in any case, who's up next?
All right. Up next, I want to talk about a band called The Home Team. They're a... band kind of from the early 2000s, sort of late 90s period of kind of that end of like second wave emo and like alt rock, that sort of golden age, just on the tail end of that. And despite, you know, not really liking that label of emo, as they say themselves, they do draw comparisons to emo bands of the time. But one big one is the Get Up Kids, which we will also be playing for you. But yeah, the members include John Gooch, Sean Vidal, Ryan Rempel, and Jordan Penner. All right, we have Holiday by the Get Up Kids, followed by False Alarm by the Home Team.
That was False Alarm by Home Team. Before that, it was Holiday by the Get Up Kids. Both of those, wow, I really enjoyed.
I'm glad to have put you on. Oh, if you know anything about me, if you ever hang around me, or you want to start hanging around me, best way to get to my heart is to ask me for some recommendations. I love giving people new things to listen to. And I guess we can...
I had a sneeze and I lost it. Okay, anyways.
All right, I guess if we want to move on to something else... I think we're going to have to cut that.
No, we're going to leave that in.
We're going to leave that in?
Okay. Okay, what's next?
What's next is Stars by Hum. I'm sure a song many of you know, kind of blowing up lately. I've seen a bit more coverage with it. And then Reunion Souvenirs by The Details.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
watch your farewells. Circle the carousel. Draw a distance, draw a border. It's just another barricade. The peace connection race. It's too easy to separate. And every time I see you, I'm convinced that your accent has changed. And there's nothing in this distance that I fear. Cause there's one thing that will draw us all back here. Union souvenirs. I'm sorry that this border draws a line.
Was Reunion Souvenirs by The Details off of Draw a Distance, Draw a Border.
And before that was Stars by Hum off of You'd Prefer an Astronaut.
Please, please look up the album cover. It's so great. Funny.
One of my favorites. Well, maybe not, but it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you couldn't tell, kind of a similar sound between those last two local bands.
The Home Team and The Details?
You would not be wrong about that, because The Details were formed out of the ashes of The Home Team after they had broken up a couple years before. And so they share two members, and their full lineup being John Plett, Kelly Martin, Sean Vidal, and Sean Gibson. And what I kind of like about it is The Home Team and The Details, they sound like two different bands, but they sound like a continuation of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get The Home Team with that sort of more alt-rock, kind of second wave emo sound, though they don't like that label.
It's pretty punky.
Then you get to The Details, where it's sort of got that more longing kind of indie rock sound that I think is really cool.
They kind of remind me of Modest Mouse a little bit.
Oh, I see that comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I think they're both really cool bands, and I think you should check out both of their discographies. I think they're really solid bands.
Definitely. The next band we have is one I actually do know of, Guilty Sleep, which I had the pleasure of seeing, as well as you did too, Logan.
Woo.
We got to watch them open for The Dirty Know, who everyone I know these days really enjoys them.
Obviously. I mean, you and Liam were the people that introduced me to them, and I have them very near and dear to my heart now.
And Liam introduced me to them, and
it all goes back to Liam.
It all goes back to Liam.
It all goes back to Liam.
You are a trendsetter.
We're going to play for you Cul-de-Sac by Guilty Sleep, and before that, Sunday by the band Narrowhead. We'll be right back.
Cul-de-Sac by Guilty Sleep off of the album Passenger.
And before that was Sunday by Narrowhead from their album Moments of Clarity.
I really liked Narrowhead.
Yeah, I'm glad. They're a band I've been kind of getting into recently. I remember I'd heard a little bit about them, and I'd seen, you know, that album Moments of Clarity floating around, and I was listening to it while I was at work a couple weeks back. I just threw it on, and I was like, man, this reminds me of Guilty Sleep a lot.
Mm-hmm. I definitely hear it.
Yeah, that sort of kind of slightly heavier but still, like, rooted in shoegaze sound, and I think that's a really cool niche to have. I think we need more bands like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, and next, I'm going to work a little bit in reverse. I'm going to talk about a band, or an artist, kind of a band, that I've held very near and dear to my heart, as well as a band that I found out about recently that I think kind of scratches the same itch. And if you know this first artist, then you'll probably like them too. This is Lilacs by Waxahachie, followed by Trans Am by Nathan.
The waving sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by. And the lilacs drank the water, and the lilacs died. And the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. About an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song, I run it like a voice compelling, so right it can't be wrong. I'm a broken record, write it in the dustbin. Ooh.
Listening to CJUM 101.5. This is By Local.
And that was Trans Am by Nathan. And before that, Lilacs by Waxahachie.
Nathan, who is the vocalists?
Oh, who are the vocalists? Let me pull out my notes.
What a like gorgeous voice. Like, it's just so like, it sounds like such a kind voice, you know?
I know. It's got that kind of innocent quality to it. You know, it's just kind of pure and gentle, kind of like an angel coming down on you.
But
the members of the band are Carrie Latimer and Devin Latimer.
How do you just casually drop poetry like that, man?
Husband and wife duo.
Oh, that's so sweet, really?
And we've got Shelley Marshall and Damon Mitchell following them up as well. But, you know, star of the show is the couple. They formed around the mid-2000s, maybe later 2000s.
Oh.
I believe this album is from 2004, but they had some output up until like 2007. And if you look, they even had some a little bit more recently in, I believe, 2018.
Ooh.
But they're a band that's pretty new to me. I had heard a little bit about them kind of thrown around of like looking at like older bits of the music scene, people that, you know, used to be active in it and whatnot, and bands that people had missed. And Nathan was one of them. And I found this album in a thrift store at one point a couple weeks back, and I was listening to it. And first of all, I was surprised to hear such like a pretty folksy alt country sound, but also how much it did remind me of one of my favorite artists of all time, one of my favorite writers of all time, Katie Crutchfield, Waxahachie. And so I think it's always kind of cool when things work backwards like that, you know? When you find something that connects something to your past, you know? I think that's kind of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There are two songs left for today, and this final one, I think we both hold really near to our hearts, don't we?
Very much so.
Because we both know the drummer very well.
Miss Jody Dunlop. She was my art teacher in grade 12. Very beautiful soul. Beautiful woman.
She is so weird. Kind. She was like, she may have been your art teacher, but she was like everyone's teacher.
Exactly.
Teacher.
Everyone knew her and everyone liked her. And if she's hearing this right now, I hope she's having a good day.
And of course, she's the drummer for Mise en Scène.
Mise en scène, however you want to say it.
Mise en scène, I've heard some people say. I don't know.
But it is Jody Dunlop on drums and Stephanie Blondell on guitar and vocals, I believe, and whoever else they have in the studio. Mm-hmm. And before that is another Canadian band that I'm sure a lot of you know, Always.
Not to be confused with Always.
Always. This is Adult Diversion by Always, followed by Closer by Mise en Scène.
Even if you don't notice,
Well, that was Closer by Mise en Scene off of Still Life on Fire.
What a strong ending to today.
I love that. I love hearing like the whole like a...
Yeah.
Like, women deserve to scream more in their music.
They do. More power to women screaming.
That is...
And a strong way to end off the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Logan, so much for being
no
on the
problem.
Show.
No problem. I'm very glad to be here. It's been a great time with you.
Definitely. Yeah. I think this is like... It's so fun. Like, you were basically the host for today.
Yeah.
That was so awesome. Well, we will do this again next week. You can always check me out on Instagram, @bilocal_UMFM. Go follow Logan. It's flex_tub. He's an excellent videographer and photographer as well, who has done some excellent work for Paradise on Fire. And he is also the vocalist for an incredible band I'd like to call Public Disservice.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnaud, signing off.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocumentsmonchoix.ca.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Black Market Provisions is a Winnipeg store like no other. They offer delicious, homemade, ready-to-eat food, giftware, and all-around cute and rad things you need to have in your home. Their curated collection ranges from housewares, pantry provisions, greeting cards, trinkets and treasures, and homemade food options ranging from soups and salads to cookies and ice cream. Bottom line is, they love food, feeding people, and finding fun things to share with folks. Owned by couple Angela and Alana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
Don't miss the future of jazz today as the High School Honor Jazz Band takes the stage this June. As part of the 2026 TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival and a beloved annual tradition, the High School Honor Jazz Band take over Des Hôtels Concert Hall on June 15th, bringing together some of the most exciting young musicians from across the region. Selected for their skill and creativity, these emerging artists form elite ensembles, delivering big band power, razor-sharp arrangements, and a bold new take on the tradition. This is where the next generation finds its sound, pushing boundaries and carrying the music forward. Don't miss the High School Honor Jazz Band's June 15th at Des Hôtels Concert Hall. Tickets available through jazzwinnipeg.com, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Break my heart, I'll be the one. cracking off. It's your man Ricky Reed from Wallpaper. And you're listening to CJUM, Winnipeg's finest.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics. All I make is hits. So enjoy these.